welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We've been busy.
We have been busy. Yeah, I mean, we're taking a break, but we're busy.
So taking a break from having the mercantile open or going to farmers markets, things like that. But we have been really using this time wisely, I think.
Most of the time, yeah. Yeah, I'd say wisely.
Well, even rest is wise.
Yeah, I'm not very good at that, but
we've done some day trips.
Yeah, we've done
just
some.
To refresh and energize. We've been watching some masterclass videos. I'm involved in a novel writing course, so that's been very helpful.
I went to a landscaping workshop this week, so I guess we have been doing all kinds of things.
We have.
And we've had some afternoon tea, which is
yes.
Nice.
We've been continuing to declutter.
Yeah. And it's kind of getting to the point now, we've done a pretty good job on, we have some still on the upstairs, but the downstairs is in pretty good shape. And now we've started the basement.
Dum da da dum.
Yeah. So we've been here, what, since 2008?
Yes.
Yeah, we built our house in 2008. And so since that time, we have not done a whole lot in the basement.
We haven't. And we have one section that is walled off and we use as a storage and pantry area. Or just a place to shove everything.
Yeah, that's kind of what it... Anything we don't want to look at on the other two levels seems like it makes its way to the basement. We don't think through, is it something we need or use? I mean, it's crazy.
It is
but
crazy.
But I think everyone does that.
Oh, of course.
To a certain extent.
Right. I mean, we're not hoarders. It's
no,
not
we're not
that.
Hoarders. Oh, no. No, I could do with a lot less, actually.
And we are. We are moving some of that stuff. Good things that we just aren't going to use. We're continuing to donate.
Seeds and yeah, I might.
Totally different.
Yeah. So I guess maybe I need to qualify that a little bit.
Yes.
Depends on what it is.
So in this pantry area, we never did finish the ceiling. It has an unfinished ceiling. You look up, you see the floor joists. And that is going to change very quickly.
Yeah. We went to Menards.
We did. And we bought a couple of things toward this effort and got some instructions and a materials calculator. So step one is take everything out as we do. Decide if we need to keep it, donate it, or trash it. And wipe down anything that...
That hasn't been wiped down for 12 years?
Yes, that.
Yeah, maybe that. And let's just say for me, I have a really hard time with this step. We've done a lot of construction projects over the years, lots of them. And I have trouble with things being out of place. So I really struggle with that part of it, but I am totally supportive. We need to pull this out and start from scratch. So I'm going to be a little bit, it's going to drive me a little bit nuts for a while. At least it's out of my garden area. It's out of the exercise area and it's out of the soap area. So we're okay.
Right. But it is a process.
Yeah. And that's the only way to do it.
It really
is. To pull it all out.
Because we have to get to the ceiling.
Yeah, because we're going to put ceiling in it and new lights and we're going to do all that work.
Yes.
I think.
I think everything with that is something that we can do, including changing out the light fixtures.
Even though we said we weren't going to do any more of that kind of stuff. Here we go again.
Yeah, we say that every time we finish
a
project.
I mean,
right.
Yeah.
So if this ceiling part goes well, the next step will be there's one other closet in the basement that goes under the stairs, and then to redo the ceiling in the rest of the basement. It needs some work.
Yeah, we put a drop ceiling in it Oh, gosh, probably 10 years ago, maybe. You and I did that. We'd never done it before. And, you know, it's getting wonky in some areas now. I don't know how else to describe it. Mm-hmm. But you know how those are. You have to adjust them. And we just really haven't because we've been busy.
Right.
So we're going to fix the wonky.
We are. We're on a fix the wonky mission.
And add some more light down there. Because
now that we will get an electrician to help with the new wiring for that. But that's all in time. I've kind of set a target for this pantry project to be done in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I hope so.
I hope so, too.
That's a big project, though.
It is.
It really is.
But that's the target. So I'm hoping with that target, it will help you.
I'll be all
tolerate
right.
the out of place things.
I'll be all right with it. It just, you know, it kind of drives me crazy. I like things in order, and you know, I'm one of those kind of people that when I get up every morning, I can't start anything, even if it's going to the garden, until I have things in order. It's just really weird, but that's just how I work.
It's a system that works for you.
It does, but it kind of drives me crazy too. But anyway.
So you mentioned your seed starting station.
Oh, yeah. We started seeds, what, has that only been a week ago? Yeah, last Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Last Monday, and by last Friday, I had basil coming up. And so that's super cool. And I noticed this morning that we have some cilantro coming up, parsley, some tomatoes, eggplant. Oh my gosh, those cute little fairy tale eggplants. They're just starting to pop through. So I'll get some pictures of those, but that's exciting.
It is exciting. That means you can be gardening, even though it's still January.
Right, yeah. And we have still been eating some spinach, and we have some basil still in the basement. So we've been eating some fresh stuff, and then, of course, sweet potatoes and onions and garlic and things that we've stored. So that's cool.
And you've been growing some sprouts on the counter.
Yeah, we've
been doing
sprouts.
So we are still eating things that you grow.
We are, but I am just itching to get out in the garden. And, you know, I went to this workshop last week, and, you know, that's making me want to work on some designs for some gardens. So I'm going to be doing that possibly today. I may start working on some of that. It's like I just haven't, you know, I kind of get in a funk in the winter. So, but the sun's out today and I'm inspired. And so that's fun.
That's what I was going to say. The sunshine today has really helped you get back into that thought about gardening. So you have seed starts, you've been growing sprouts, and I've been working on getting out of a food rut.
Yeah.
I even posted about that. I'll put a link to that latest blog post in the show notes. And I've decided that one of the ways to do this, to get out of, and what I call a food rut is just making those same few dishes over and over and over.
And I don't think you really do that. I know you feel like that you do, but I don't see it.
Well,
but I think it's your creativity. You really need to do something different.
I do. I need to mix it up some. So I've decided that the first thing I'll do to mix it up is cook from Julia Child's Mastering the Art of French Cooking.
Yeah.
And I started with a chicken with paprika and onions and cream sauce. And after this podcast, I'm going to start Bœuf Bourguignon.
Yeah. Yes.
And I've made that before, but it is one of our favorites.
Yeah. And that has carrots in it.
It has carrots.
So we have our own carrots that we'll get to go in it. So that'll
be
fun.
An onion. Our own onion.
Yeah, our own onion. So.
And garlic. So it's going to be fun to bake that today. It's baked in a kind of a stew pot in the oven.
Yeah, and last night, to kind of go along with that, we watched Julie and Julia.
Yes.
So if you haven't seen that, it's really good and it's really inspiring. And it's a good, but that's one of our favorites.
It is.
And we like to watch that anyway. But now that you're going through this kind of challenge right now, that just kind of seemed appropriate.
It did. you'll be hearing more about that or reading more about that on the blog over the next few weeks.
And I'll get some photos of what we're eating. Yes. I think we did post the, I don't remember what you called that chicken, but it was so good. It had some kind of French name.
It did. I can't. French has been a very long time ago for me.
Yeah, see, I didn't take French. I know French fries, you know, that's
about
it.
Not the same.
No, that's not the same.
So I'm going to do that. And then I have some other themes that I'm going to do, like Mexican and Italian and maybe even just some American Midwest. And do that some too. So I have several things planned in the kitchen. I'm still doing some trials for different products for market and need to get back to that as well. So I have a lot of tasks before me.
Yeah, we don't really get bored.
We don't.
And I think it's probably good to be bored sometimes, but I don't do well with it. It's like I'm ready for the next thing, you know, that's how I am. So yeah, the food thing, the food rut. So if you get in a food rut, hey, give us a little shout out about how you manage that. Maybe we can help you a little bit, or Julia can. I just eat. So I do grow food, but I do eat it and I take pictures of it. So I can do
That's right.
I do that much. I document it.
And it has to be documented.
It has to be, yeah, because it's beautiful food. And for us, that's one of the things we're really trying to do is slow down, enjoy our meal. And I think we're both finding that we eat less.
Yes.
And we enjoy our meal more. Of course, no phones or anything like that. I mean, I do take a picture of it, but then the phone goes to the counter or somewhere. So It's a good way to live, I think.
It is. So that is our update for this week, and we'll be giving you more detail over the coming weeks.
Yeah. So there you have it. Until next time.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.